Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay. Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi everyone, it's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through Queen. This is episode 64. You don't know Leanne Locken.
Welcome to Come Through Queen. We've got a special guest in the house, BuzzFeed's own Louis Peitzman, who got his master's degree in The Real Housewives of Orange County just last year. He's here to talk about that journey and the season premiere with us today.
We begged Andy for it, and it's finally here. Flesh-eating bacteria, hot dog costumes, and more. The Real Housewives of Dallas trailer.
And we're sad to see her go. Our mother, Eileen Davidson, announced her departure from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And Bethany is telling Parade magazine that she wants more diversity on Real Housewives of New York.
And we're keeping tabs of our housewives on social media. Tinsley is vacationing with Carol and Adam. Dorinda's at the Fat Jewish's pink party with Siggy Flicker and Dolores. Charisse is hanging out in Atlanta trying to get a peach and more.
Speaking of Charisse, she's still the worst and will be recapping The Real Housewives of Potomac Reunion Part 1 and the new episode of Real Housewives of New York.
And as always, we'll have the Freak of the Week and the One True Queen. Welcome, Louis.
Thank you for having me.
We've wanted you on the show since you went on your journey last year for Orange County, so I feel like this is the perfect time. The new season's back.
Yeah, no, we tried for like a long time.
Yeah.
But I'm really lazy and you live in Brooklyn.
So.
Yeah. Also, we'll link to the thread that you have, the master thread of your journey through Real Housewives of OC.
Which, like, lost me a lot of followers.
Really?
I've, like, picked up followers from it, but people are, like, not here for...
Housewives
some, like,
content?
Big-time producer was like, you tweet about Housewives too much. That thread is terrible. And I was like, well, excuse you, but it's all I have going for me, so.
Big-time producer, don't follow at notbrendan or at IDK.
Because that's pretty much the only content I tweet, other than Little Mix content.
No, but I was literally falling asleep last night, like, going through it, like, while I was about, like, my head on my pillow, just going through that thread, and I was saving a bunch of the, like, screen grabs. Because you actually did a good job of, like, screen grabbing, like, moments that are forgotten.
Yeah.
In, like, the years and years since these moments happened, but are... in their own way, iconic.
And we're going to get to that during the deep dive after we discuss the season premiere. But we'll start with the Dallas trailer, which we all just sat together and watched once again. What do you guys think, season two of Dallas?
I feel like there was a lot of focus on the new Housewives. Is that, like, normal? I haven't watched a trailer with, like... I guess they were kind of not rebooting it, but they took so long to come up with season two that I feel like maybe they're...
Yeah,
way,
I actually,
you know,
I don't think there usually is a big focus on the new Housewives. Like when Jules and Tinsley, like, well, Tinsley was like,
Tinsley was already a name.
Yeah, Tinsley was a name.
But Jules, like this new woman who we haven't met yet,
Peggy.
MC,
yeah,
like,
she wasn't.
They're in there a little bit. Like, yeah. Peggy's in that trailer a little bit. But I feel like there's a lot of focus on the new Housewives, which I'm not thrilled about.
Do we remember their names? I know there's the blonde one,
Dandra, and the blonde one,
Charisse. It's something with a C.
Okay. Well, the blonde Elle Woods, and then the one who fights with her
Deandra
mom.
Deandra Simmons.
She is coming for Lisa Vanderpump's crown, and I want her to take it. The crown is heavy, darling.
Well, Lisa's not doing anything with it, so...
Exactly. The other one's mom is instantly...
I know, she should be holding the, like, electronically generated star.
She
I
looks
hate
like,
that star.
She looks like... Gloria Allred, if
yeah.
Gloria Allred, like, just discovered makeup. Do you know what I mean?
I'm curious what the family business is. Do you have any idea?
I don't know.
No? Yeah, I'm
it's
like...
the Trump administration. Literally, they work in the White House.
That's another thing we're going to have to deal with, like...
They're all Trump voters?
Yeah.
I feel like so. I feel like that's the case.
Yeah.
I don't think Leanne's a Trump voter. I don't think she voted. That's my pet theory, based on nothing.
I could see her not voting.
I think she'd go either way in terms of the actual vote. But speaking of Leanne, she was definitely, like, the star of this trailer.
Well, they know that they have, like, that she's the star of the show.
Yeah.
So it's...
I mean, I feel like this, like, I like to compare this and Potomac since they both kicked off at the same time. And, like, in Potomac, I feel like there isn't a shining light like Leanne.
No, there's, like, no breakout star on Potomac.
Charisse thinks she's the breakout star.
But, like, who would... Giselle? Like, I don't... I mean,
well, it's, like, sort of Giselle yeah. and sort of Karen, and, like, neither of them really have that interesting of a plot going on, so...
Right.
They don't really...
Like, Karen and Giselle have potential to be the Tamara and Vicky, but...
Yeah.
Aren't.
Right.
But we get Leanne in a hot dog costume, which...
Twice.
Like, see... Like, well, it's in the scene, and then she brings it for
they were, like, for the
talking
head, they were like, excuse me, you need to put up the hot dog costume.
And she was ready
to like,
do
God
it.
Bless.
She's a team player, I will say.
Yeah. Even, like, on social media, like, she'll engage with any, like, any
well,
promo.
We're literally the only people engaging with
no,
her.
No.
She probably gets... Okay, she definitely gets less mentions than, like, Lewis does, but, like, we probably... rival her.
You think so?
Who's tweeting at the Dallas Housewives?
I mean, I think the other ones are probably... I mean, I think of all of them, Leanne's getting the most, certainly.
Yeah.
So, like, who's tweeting at, like, Brandy?
Me. Mm.
Yeah, you're a Brandy and Steph super fan.
I will say, like, usually in between seasons of Housewives, I unfollow most of the Housewives and then refollow them back when it starts again. Didn't unfollow the Dallas women.
That's nice of you.
Oh, wow.
You didn't want them to watch their numbers go down.
No.
But, like, what are they even talking about, like, during the off-season? I can't even imagine.
They're going to a lot of charity events, of course.
How many Housewives follow you on Twitter?
Leanne does, because I went to Watch What Happens Live with her.
Yeah. I remember.
And then Dorinda still does.
Mm-hmm. I nervously check every so often.
Just to see if she's
like,
following
please,
you.
Please, Dorinda.
I mean,
I follow you, like, a lot.
No, just Leanne and, God, I mean, Eden did. Eden still does.
Oh.
She's now an ex-friend of.
Yeah.
I feel like that's it. I don't know. Kelly Dodd followed me, and then I soft-blocked her.
A mute.
Because I remember I hadn't seen that TMZ video, and then I watched it, and I was like, I don't need this in my life.
Yeah.
We can talk about this when we get to OC, but there are a lot of Kelly Dodd super fans now.
Yeah.
But let's... Anything else in Dallas?
The flashlight-eating bacteria.
That was shocking.
It's
well, it's just... I feel like it's... This is like a trope now. I'm thinking about that Top Model season where they had the flashlight-eating bacteria. Did you guys watch that?
No.
It's not a trope. It's just a thing that I remember happening on reality TV before where, like, someone has a rash and then, like, everyone's convinced it's flashlight-eating bacteria and there was a huge health scare.
Well, we've gotten a lot of trailers with, like, a housewife in a stretcher these days. Like, Glamis last season.
Oh, yeah.
Someone was in a... Was, like... They were praying over someone else... And OC this year, too.
Well, they were praying over Tamara.
Oh, Tamara?
Yeah, that was from the premiere. Isn't the Lydia praying over her about her daughter?
No. Like,
or someone like in peril.
No, like this is another like hospital thing.
Was it her facelift? Do you think? Are we gonna see it?
No, I don't think so.
It looks great.
Looks great. She looks like Pheromone from Drag Race. And like that's if you listen to this, you know that's the greatest of compliments.
I mean, it looks great, but it looks a little bit like Jigsaw.
No,
but really angular.
I think it looks. I think she's giving me Kristen Chenoweth, fresh faced.
Didn't Kristen Chenoweth say that she wanted to play Tamra?
She said people online have been talking about it, and that person online is me. Because I went back and Googled, like, Kristen Chenoweth, Tamra, and it was me.
I'll have to check on that, because Dan loves to take credit for a lot of things.
Okay. So, Dallas, I'm pumped for it. I hope it's good.
I can't wait to see Brandy throw a dildo at the blonde, or the new Elwoods, or whatever.
So moving on from that to some sad news.
Some really, really sad news.
I guess it started with the picture that Camille took in Las Vegas with everyone from last season other than Eden and Eileen, with the addition of Maloof, Camille, and then a new woman who has been identified as Teddy Mellencamp.
So we don't know. We don't think they're going to be full time. Like Adrian and Camille are not going to be full time, right?
I think it's like too early to say. I feel like a lot of people are really saying this is Camille's season to be full time again, but I don't know.
I want Maloof back.
Yeah, I would take Maloof before
she
Camille.
Does magic now.
So when people saw this picture, they were saying, "Where is Eileen?" And then everyone was hoping that she was the one holding the camera.
No one was actually, like, saying...
That's just, like, so shady. It's like, but also, she would be the one holding the camera.
Yeah,
so
that's
it's
true.
So she was kind of forced to make a statement. So she posted on Instagram, after a lot of thought, because of my crazy sheds at Young and the Restless and Days of Our Lives...
Duel.
I've decided it's best for me and my fam to step away from being a housewife for now. But you never know. I might be popping in to see what the ladies are up to from time to time. Thanks for your love and support, guys. Heart, 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 heart. So I'm upset about this as an Eileen fan.
Yeah, as a, what's her and Erica's ship name?
Her and Erica?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they had a beautiful sisterhood.
I will miss their sisterhood.
I just don't know what happens to Rinna now.
I know, she's like...
She had, like, one ally.
Lost at sea without her life vest.
I think Erica will take her in after Rinna saved her in wherever they were abroad.
When they were up in, like, the sky.
You mean when she deflected attention from Erica freaking out by talking about... That was a noble move. I maintain that was, like, the best thing Rinna ever did. Like, Eileen was clearly so upset. And Erica was having a meltdown, and she was like, I'm just going to lodge an accusation for, you know, or nothing.
So I think that's that. We'll see how that pans out, if any of these former housewives are actually coming back. But there was a lot of other images being floated around on Instagram over the
People
past
were
week.
Instagramming.
So let's start with Charisse. So she actually posted, like, 10 photos from this event.
Try hard.
Relax.
Yeah.
Yeah, one's enough, but it's her down in Atlanta celebrating Cynthia Bailey's 50th birthday party, which, mind you, her 50th birthday was back in February, so I'm not really understanding the timing of all this.
But do you think they have to, like, clear it with Bravo?
Yeah, maybe they just were saving it for filming.
What if I have, like, a surprise bitch 30th birthday party in, like, November after my birthday tomorrow?
That'll be fun. And we all have to dress up as different versions of you.
Yes. Wait, Cynthia's birthday?
Yeah. This
she's,
is
and she's 50?
She's 50.
God, she looks incredible.
Yeah. But so...
Not the point. She just happens to look incredible.
She looks incredible.
The theme of the party was, Night of a Thousand Cynthia's, I guess.
It's like when RuPaul does the Night of a Thousand Ruse.
Yeah.
Drag Race.
So, Charisse was obviously very happy to be there. One of the captions of... her post was, "Can a Potomac girl get a peach?" Crying, laughing emoji. "Love meeting these beauties. Sheree Whitfield, Portia for real. I love Atlanta. Just hashtag just Charisse."
Yikes.
I mean, if Potomac goes down the toilet, she's not the housewife I choose.
It still gets good ratings, though, right? Like, it's still, like...
Interestingly enough, I, like, checked in on this after this past week, and it kind of, like, floats above and below New York.
Right.
Like, sometimes it's better than New York, sometimes it's worse than New York.
Right.
Which is crazy to me.
I know, like, why... It's like, this was such a boring season.
Right, but I mean, there are so few Housewives shows that have any people of color on them that it makes sense that like they're going that the ones that do are going to have an audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe Bethany's onto something, which we'll get to.
I'm sure this is not altruistic of her. I'm sure she's thinking about the bottom line here.
Yes, as always. Okay, so then we get this past weekend there was a pink party here in New York City. I think the Fat Jewish was like co-hosting it or hosting it or something. Maybe it has to do with his rosé. Dorinda was there, and then Siggy and Dolores from New Jersey were there as well. And Dorinda mostly only posted photos of herself, and I think one with John as well. But then Siggy acknowledged Dorinda in her own Instagram post.
Yeah, well, Dorinda's like tight with the New Jersey girls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because she was at the Teresa book,
she was at Teresa's book
party.
Where we were both in the same room. But
yes, not, yes. Oh, my God.
I had to run away from that party. That was too much.
My invite was
You made it on camera.
I know.
Meanwhile, I was, like, avoiding all the cameras.
The highlight of my life.
The good thing about this party, though, is it wasn't filmed for either of the franchises because they're both in between filming.
True.
So we don't have to deal with the Fat Jewish on another Housewives show.
That's a fun fact.
Why do they love him so much?
He's just so funny.
It's, like, as basic as you can get.
Yeah. Right. Okay, sure, that's a good answer.
So, Brendan, you're the one who brought this to my attention, so why don't you tell us?
So I was, like, perusing Instagram, and I noticed that Tinsley posted this photo of her, and she captioned it, like, photo by Adam Kenworthy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also a photo on Carol's Instagram that is taken in the same place, and they're in Spain. So Tinsley, has she replaced Bethany as Carol's traveling partner? And then there were those rumors that Carol and Adam broke up because they, like, hadn't been seen together in a while and he moved out or something.
They're just living their lives.
Yeah, they're doing their own thing.
Yeah. So, that's it.
But, what if Tinsley and Adam were together, though?
Oh my God, she passed the torch.
Well, this is what I think. I think eventually Adam is going to want to move on and have a family, and I think Carol will be fine with it, and she's going to play the aunt type.
That is so depressing when you frame it that way.
I mean, like, I feel like you're leaving out of the equation the fact that there's going to be another woman in the picture who would probably not want Carol to play the aunt type.
I feel like Carol is really good friends with Adam's parents since they'll, like, all be a family together.
That's so funny.
Maybe Adam will get back together with, what's her name?
Oh, that would be so good. With the niece.
From Work of Art.
Yeah, yes. Lou's niece. Or even better, like, give him someone from Gallery Girls.
What are they up to? And then last in the Instagram train is Kenya Moore finally revealing a photo of her and her now husband here in New York, I believe. And he lives in New York. So there's been, like, talk of, like, what's going to happen.
She should join New York.
I know. That would actually be fun. I want a transplant. You don't like this, Lewis?
No, I just, like, I'm, like, really mixed on Kenya because I'm still watching Atlanta.
Oh.
So I'm in, like, early days still.
Yeah, well, you just...
Like, her first season?
Second season.
This is the perfect time to bring that up. So you started Atlanta from the beginning?
Yeah, so I had never... Well, I watched season one, like, ages ago, mm-hmm. and then I picked it up season two premiere, which is great. I mean, it's so good.
Yeah, Atlanta never lets you down.
Truly.
They're such professionals. Like, they know exactly what they're doing, but not even in, like, a artificial way, the way, like, new housewives do it.
Yeah.
Like, they're just naturally, like, so good at being on TV.
And Kenya, I feel like, in the early days, it's hard to be Team Kenya, but, like, she grows on you eventually, I think.
She just keeps fat-shaming Candy, and I feel very protective of Candy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not my only reason why I don't like her. I just, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I, like, went through a bunch of gifts of her today, and I was like, oh, she's hilarious.
Yeah.
And the alliances shift in mm-hmm. Atlanta, like... Tectonic plates. Is that, like, a thing that shifts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how earthquakes happen.
So, I guess last in the news, we have Bethany was interviewed by Parade Magazine, and one of the questions that they asked was, how would you like to see the Real Housewives evolve? And she responded, I'd like to see some younger cast members. No. I'd like to see an African-American woman on the show. I suggested someone who didn't work out. There are really no Jewish women in the cast. There are also no Asian, Latino, or gay women on the show. I like it to represent New York more.
I can just imagine Jill Zarin, like, printing this out and highlighting the no Jewish women part.
Bring me!
But otherwise, yeah, I feel like that's, I don't know, that's such an easy thing for her to say that I feel like will not actually change anything.
Well, it's interesting, like, I feel like this is normally an answer she would give in response to asking about the diversity. Like, she brought this up out of nowhere, like, how did the Housewives evolve? It was just a little interesting to see her bring it up herself.
Right, but, like, a Parade magazine interview is, like, such a PR, like, softball. Like, here are the questions. Write out your answers.
Oh, yeah. I think she was on there to promote deli meat.
She was. Because yeah. I read the beginning of the article. I didn't even get to this part. Mm-hmm. And it was about deli meat. And I was like, why did he send me this article about Bethany's deli meat? But you pointed out before we started recording that this is slight Jules erasure.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, she's saying that there are no current. Yeah. Right. Yeah. There have been Asian women on Housewives shows. There obviously have been Latino women on Housewives shows.
Mm-hmm.
There haven't really been any gay women.
Except
I mean,
for...
Kim was gay for, like, a season.
Yeah, Kim was.
Yeah, and what's her name? Fernanda was supposed to be a housewife.
On OC?
Yeah.
But Alexis didn't want that, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I blame Alexis for that.
So I guess we'll move on to the Potomac reunion part one. Brendan, did you watch this? Because I know you don't always watch Potomac.
I've been watching since I fell off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, why am I even watching?
Part one of two. Only two parts, thankfully.
I'm trying to remember what actually happened and what was in the preview for next week.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, I feel like very little actually happened. They're still rehashing the same shit, but it's, like, boring.
Yeah.
I mean, they never have anything interesting to actually argue about. And I feel like the stuff that happened with Karen happened after the show, after they wrapped, the stuff about her owing a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. The news of it came out the day the finale aired, so the reunion was already
right.
In the...
Which, like, did anyone doubt that she, like, owed a ton of money and that's why she, like, fled her home?
Yeah.
I mean...
There were some things that... I don't know if you noticed this. They let slip that they were filming it in New York, the reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, because they were like, when they were fighting over Karen getting, like, plastic surgery in New York or something, she Giselle said, you were here in New York getting some work done.
But I feel like with the lesser cities, they don't make a big deal of it anymore, like, being filmed at, like, some grand place in that city.
Yeah.
Like, they used to do with, like, especially, like, Jersey, they did in Jersey a lot, and they'd make a big deal about, like, where they are, an undisclosed location, or, like, some big theater, or whatever.
I mean, what does OC do? Isn't OC, like, in LA, probably?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I never really thought about the OC. Yeah, OC always looks like just, like, someone's
living
room.
I don't think Beverly Hills is ever actually Beverly Hills. Plus, like, Karen probably lives closer to New York than to DC at this point, or Potomac.
It's true.
She's fled.
Like, but, like, Atlanta has had it, and this might be, like, a spoiler alert. One time they did it in the aquarium.
spoiler alert. You ruined the show for Lois now.
And stuff like that. New York is always, they always name the location, like the Financial Museum.
Mm. Right, because there are so many venues in New York that, like, make sense for a reunion.
Yeah.
They tried out Giselle's new man, Sherman, which I thought was interesting because she previously dated a Herman.
Giselle in those Sherman Monster shoes.
Nice.
There was, like, boring stuff about Robin defending her relationship with Juan.
I'm so over that relationship. Like,
as is Juan.
Truly. And, like, why?
Also, Robin is so much more, like, when they weren't filming, like, the part where they were, like, mic'd but weren't being filmed, and Robin was talking about, like, beating the crap out of Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, she's, like, more interesting when she's not on camera.
She's just not made for the camera.
Right, but I think she's also holding back a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, she clearly, like, wants to throw down.
They're all holding... They're either holding back or, like, putting out, like, these, like, fake airs that just suck. Like, Charisse...
Oh, Charisse, everything she talks about is fake.
I liked her hair.
That
really sways me.
The one part about Charisse, when they were talking about, like, I guess it was Giselle who brought her up on Watch What Happens Live. I think Charisse said, watch what's happening live.
Also, the fact that the drama this season all revolved around clips from Watch What Happens Live is insane.
Yeah.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah, that is true. That's not, like, unprecedented, though, but usually they move past it.
Yeah, but, like...
They don't like to do drama that's, like... reunion or...
And, but I've noticed like a shift in the past, like, year or so. They're doing more, like, instead of saying last year and then playing a clip from the reunion, they'll say at the reunion now.
Yeah.
It's getting to be a little more, like, pull
acceptable.
The cameras back, which I like.
Right.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Like, Team Mom OG.
Team Mom OG.
It seemed like a lot of time had passed between when they wrapped filming and the reunion, like, more than usual.
Yeah.
Didn't they say it was a year after?
Was it a full year?
They said like something about a year.
Yeah. Yeah, because Giselle said she met Sherman a year ago, right after filming.
Right. So, like, that's a long time.
Well, yeah.
It's not as bad as when they did On Jersey, when they, like, filmed the reunion as they were wrapping the next season, which was a disaster.
I loved
beautiful.
That. And Jacqueline didn't show up.
Or she didn't show up at all, yeah.
No, but I think, like, both... I mean, we've been talking about Potomac and Dallas, like, where are they for months and months. I think they just, like, have been waiting for a time to slip them in.
I guess. I'm so confused by all of it. Like, I don't really know what their plan was with Dallas. Like, if they really wanted... Did they just want to drop in and they were trying to find a reason not to? Or, like... Like, what happened that made it take that long?
And both...
And Potomac did well, so they had no reason to hold it off for that long.
Yeah, but neither of them are, like, really the full seasons like the other cities. Like, they're, like, 10 episodes... I wonder if that's going to be the case with Dallas again, probably.
Probably, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they have really erratic, like, all the, if you, like, look at the Wikipedias, which I spend all my days, like, looking at Wikipedias of them, like, they always have different number of episodes, like, per season. Like, they're never consistent.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Usually they're in the 20s,
yeah.
but they're not consistent. And, like, Atlanta started off also with, like, 12 and then, like, 15 and then, like, 20.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're just building
it up. They're growing up.
And now they do, like, a half a season of reunion shows on Atlanta.
Right.
A full month of reunion. So, thankfully, we only have one more episode of this reunion.
Maybe it'll be good.
Maybe. We'll see. I don't... But, like, they would have shown something.
I mean, did anything happen on Potomac this season that you, like... I thought that the fight between Ashley and her husband was pretty dark.
I thought that was, like, the highlight of the season. I want, like, Darby rules rather than, like, the real...
But also because they clearly, like, weren't... They didn't know they were being... They did not know they were being filmed, but, like, that seemed like a genuine, like, we hate each other and, like,
yeah.
We forgot there are cameras there.
Yeah, and I'm, like, actually really interested in, like, I didn't like it because it was, like, good for a Housewives show. I liked it because it was good for, like, a show that I like to watch about, like, a small business trying to get off the ground and, like, what works and what doesn't work.
And Emu doesn't work.
Right.
So,
and why are they serving Corona at an Australian bar?
Because it's Ashley's favorite beer.
Grab a Foster's.
I recently tried to order food from an Australian place, and it was not. There was like no kangaroo. There was no emu.
So what was even Australian?
A shrimp on the
Barbie. It was like basically glorified Outback. It was like more expensive Outback.
Hmm.
Where it's like, you know, barbecue-y.
Bloomin' onion.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be back with New York fresh off of it, so stay tuned. So now it's time to discuss New York, which we're just fresh off of right now.
What an episode. I thought this was going to be a dud, but...
Yeah, this was like the palate
cleanser. Wait, why did you think it was going to be a dud? Because it was pre-trip?
Yeah, and like the preview didn't really show any of that beautiful disaster that just happened.
The date?
No, just everything.
Oh, the date and the dinner.
The date was in the preview for the season, right?
Yeah.
Or we've seen that before.
Yeah, we've seen, like, Tinsley...
Making out with
that bear.
With that bear, man.
He was cute.
Yeah, but I feel like they're appropriating our culture. You know?
But we started the episode with Dorinda seemingly vlogging into her phone.
That was so weird.
And, like, there was no explanation for it.
Also, she said that she... Ever since Mary Tyler Moore threw her hat up in Manhattan, she wanted to move to Manhattan. But it was Minneapolis, a city that's very proud of Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, yeah, true.
It's Minneapolis, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
But maybe
good job, Dorinda.
Maybe she's, like making audio notes for a book or something? Doesn't that sound like something she would say in a book? Like, I always knew I wanted to move to Manhattan.
I thought it was, like, an interview or something. Like, I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
Like, she was being interviewed, but then, like, over FaceTime.
I just sort of thought, like, she was having a conversation with someone.
Since that memory is going, she's just trying to record it all before it goes.
Her memory really is something.
And we get Bethany planning this trip with Team Beth.
Yeah, Joanne.
Joanne was the name of the woman?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Where do you think you're going?
Um, Never have we seen such care go into planning this a vacation.
The itinerary on Skinny Girl letterhead.
Is the branding worse this season, or is it just like... Because the snowboard was a lot, too. I feel like it's really intense right now.
Yeah, but like... Last year we had like the hotel room stocked with it, and remember she...
This is nothing new. She gave Kelly Skinny Girl, a bag of Skinny Girl products, which Kelly felt was threatening.
I feel threatened.
I feel threatened as well. Especially if she tries to come at me with a deli meat.
Wait, do you remember, didn't Kelly like literally cry over that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like by the end of this season...
You're going to cry over Skinny Girl product placement?
We will all be Kelly Ben Simone.
And
so basically she, Bethany decides without yet telling anyone that she's going to let Ramona come on the trip. She just can't come to the excursion to the distillery because she doesn't want her ruining her brand or whatever.
Yeah. And also the original plan was for Ramona to come late with Lou. But then Lou
changed
her
really mind. Did plan this poorly because it was like, did she actually tell Luann to invite her, or was she like, because you and I were both were debating this because I thought that she wanted Luann to invite her. And Luann seemed to think more like Bethany had to invite her, but they would go with Bethany's plan of coming late.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of miscommunication there in terms of, like, inviting Ramona.
Right.
And then we get to the dinner.
Well, I mean, before we got to the dinner, we were given a zany Sonia Morgan solo scene.
Oh.
Which I actually, she's been waiting on me, but this one at her, the laser hair removal place.
Yeah.
I thought brought us a lot of great moments, including her referring to her pubes as Madison
Avenue Blonde.
Yes. She also said that she's the most amazing buffed, puffed pussy there is.
And then she talked about Tom as well.
Oh, that was so weird.
She said, everyone's hairless. Tinsley is, Luann is, Tom never told me anything. Which I think she means when, like...
BL?
Yeah, BL... Like, Tom never informed her that was the trend?
I think it was like, he never told me that I should shave or get hair removal.
Okay.
That's how I took it, which was totally... Given how many people she's had sex with, it's crazy that she would bring up Tom. I mean, it's not crazy, but it's like, she has this thing where she acts like she doesn't understand why Luann's so upset with
her.
She keeps bringing it up in a way that's, like, so, like, inorganic. Like, why would you ever mention, like, one of your many fuck buddies from years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I did forget also the part where Carol was telling Bethany the story of how she went to court with Adam to help him get his security deposit back. It just read to me very momish.
I feel like Bethany's over it. Like, her face is like, she doesn't want to listen to it anymore.
Well, Bethany's only obsessed with herself.
No, but I really feel like the election, like, was a turning point for Bethany because she had to kind of, like, listen to Carol talk about, like, really, kind of talk, like, really intensely about things that weren't Bethany. And I think she kind of lost interest, and now she seems bored in those scenes.
Well, good. Free her to Dorinda and Tinsley and let those be the true sisters of Carol.
That would just mean then Tinsley has to come back next season.
I think she could come back. I think she could have after like learning from her maybe mistakes this season. Mm-hmm. Like,
right. And look at her in the preview for like the vacation. Looks like she's going to be doing shit.
Yeah. I think the reunion will seal her fate.
I mean, I never really know, because, like, so many season one, first season housewives are duds. Like, it's really hard to come out swinging and, like, not go too far like Kelly Dodd.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't really know what the criteria is for, like, getting asked back.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I feel like flying under the radar for the most part and then picking it up a little at the end should be enough.
Yeah.
It's a sign that you're going to go into your next season, like, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met Claudia Jordan in Atlanta?
No. I mean, I know she's coming.
Yeah. That's a very interesting case of someone in their first season. But you're not there yet, so you'll see.
I'm not, like, spoiler-averse, but yeah, I don't have that context yet.
Okay. Anything else before we get to the big dinner?
This dinner.
In a steakhouse.
It was, like... I'm not going to say it was, like, as iconic as some other dinners we've been through in this Housewives franchise.
Yeah, we were just in the Bronx a few weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
But, like... There were a lot of great moments in this also.
Yeah.
Ramona's eyes were doing a lot of the work, the heavy lifting.
Yeah. Dorinda was like a little lit up, but like in a fun way.
Yeah, she had like fun lines, like her dragging Tinsley's long hair, like bartering
Oh my god! Give her.
Wait, the thing about like Tinsley with long hair and like seeing her from behind and she turns around and you're horrified at her face was like so needlessly cruel. Tinsley is beautiful. I don't understand.
And Jordan had like a rhyme for it. It was see him from the back, museum from the front.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And then when they were talking about the guy that she was going to go on the blind date with, she said, God knows I love a good bear.
Once again, like, appropriating gay culture.
Do you think Adam identifies as an otter?
Oh my god, probably. Or, like, a wolf.
Adam?
Adam does have, like, gay voice, but I think that's just, like 20-something vocal fry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love vocal fry.
Me too. It's why Mike Wolfsmith also seems gay.
Who?
Mike Wolfsmith has gay voice, too, because he's, like, a SoCal, like... Got, like, that surfer, like, vocal fry thing where they kind of all sound a little bit femme.
Did you ever answer if you... Oh, that was... Oh, my God. Never mind. Sorry. I just realized... Never mind. There's a lot of pantyhose talk. Like, yeah, a lot of focus on tights and pantyhose, all coming from Dorinda.
About Tinsley. Because Tinsley wants to dress like a five-year-old.
Yeah, and her Mary Janes.
She has baby voice a little bit.
I think she does it, like, because she thinks it's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she was raised that way.
No, I think she's, like, taking a page, like, from Paris.
She was raised as a baby.
she's actually an adult baby that they found.
And then Tinsley also announces that she wants to be, like, Eloise and live in the hotel for 2 months.
And I related to that very, very hard. I actually related to Tinsley for the entire episode.
For better or for worse.
Mostly for worse. Like, everything she does wrong, I'm like, uh-huh. Like the fact that she would, like, waste money on a hotel instead of, like, renting an apartment just so she can be irresponsible for longer and, like, have maid service is so relatable to me.
Mm-hmm.
If I could afford it, I would totally do that.
Where do we think her money's coming from?
Well, she was born into money.
The Mortimers.
Yeah, she's a socialite.
Okay.
Like, she was rich and famous, she was famous by, like, New York society standards, like, long before she was arrested.
Yeah, yeah.
So she, and that guy, like, she was just, like, a rich socialite.
A rich woman, yeah.
I'm always reminded of, like, Titanic, where, like, the money's running out, but we have to, like, act like it's not. Mm-mm-mm.
That's, like, true of so many of the housewives. That's why they all end up, like, in foreclosure.
Oh. Oh, that is so depressing.
So then finally, Lou makes Bethany talk to Ramon about the trip.
Mm.
And then we get the... It's like a 15-minute fight in this episode.
Including one of the worst Bethany moments, which was her yelling at Tinsley for looking at them. That made me, like, so mad at Bethany, honestly.
And then she did the very same thing later when Ramona
and Sonia were rehashing. Yeah.
There were a lot of good Ramona... She was being obnoxious, but, like, there were a lot of good things that she was doing that were obnoxious.
But she doesn't... Don't you find her this season to be, like... She's just, like, seems so weird and off that, like, it's hard to watch her argue with someone. She's just not making a lot of sense, and she, like... I don't know. It's, like, unpleasant.
Well, there's, like, there's points in the conversation and the fight, and even there were points when, like, she and Lou were talking in the store or whatever, where, like, you could see the wheels turning... But, like, her not processing the information correctly and, like, responding incorrectly.
Oh, my God. When she claimed that she only has 3 photos framed in her home.
Wait, and she was crying.
And one of them was of Bethany, her, and Carol. But I will say, looking around this home, you've got, like, only, like, 3 photos framed, and they're all of you and housewives, so...
So that's what Ramona and I have in common.
I hope you tearfully tell Bethany that sometime.
Tell Dorinda that one day.
I just have a picture of you, John, and my boyfriend. Is there anything else? Well, there's the oil and vinegar thing during dinner, and Bethany's like, oil and vinegar go together.
Yeah, nice salad dressing.
Nice salad dressing.
I don't know. I feel like I need to rewatch that dinner scene again.
Yeah.
Because so much happened, but so much didn't happen.
But, okay, I just have to say, like, I think because I've been watching Atlanta a lot, like, one of the things that I admire so much is that when they're fighting, they're so sharp and on all the time. Like, everything they say is so pointed and, like, shady and great. And when I watch, like, Ramona and Bethany, like, Bethany is just, like, super composed and never, mm-hmm. like, is not, like, ever giving into it, really, at all.
Yeah.
And Ramona is just, like, saying nonsense. And so it's not as fun to, like, watch that.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate it, but I also, like, want Ramona to, like, pull it back and, like, I don't know, Bethany to maybe, like, give a shit.
Yeah. But the good thing, at least, though, is in this franchise, unlike some other ones, they will just move past. Like, they agreed to not talk shit about each other. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, in Beverly Hills, we'd be fighting about this
forever.
For, like,
yeah.
3 seasons.
And Ramona invited herself to.
Yeah.
Which was actually incredible. Good for her. Well, I mean, that's one of those other, like, open secrets. It's like, they have to go on the trip, right? So,
yeah.
Like, it's not like. Although, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, did Bravo make Jill, like, show up to Scary Island unannounced? Or was that, like, a Jill Zarin decision?
That was before they started going on these trips, I think, right? That was, like, the first big trip.
Yeah. But also, I think in the more recent Jill and Andy, I don't know, either the most recent one where she was on Watch What Happens Live or the first, like, one-on-one, she talked about the fact that, like, she told the producers, like, oh, this would be, like, a fun idea for me to, like, go
surprise
and surprise them.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, do it. And then she said, oh, and then the producers, like, had them all lined up. For when I arrived,
yeah.
Like it was a firing squad.
I mean, Jill didn't know there had been enough drama. Oh my god!
Before we get to the blind date, Ramona with her trainer.
Oh my god!
Talking about her dating life, how she was getting drinks with a guy who wanted to watch her get effed.
Who among us? I've been on that date before, and I handled it the same way.
I've known people who are into that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not that uncommon.
Interesting.
I feel like it's a lot of, like, oh my god. I feel like it's a lot of couples who've been together for a long time.
Oh.
Then that's, like, one of their things that they, like, compromise on.
Mm.
Well, there's two different kinds. There's, like, a voyeur thing of, like, I want to watch you and someone else because it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a humiliation thing of, like, I want to watch you cuck me, like, tell me that I'm not good enough for it. No, it's true. There's, like, two different fetishes.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I definitely understand the voyeur thing, like, more.
Mm-hmm.
The cuck thing is, like, a whole separate beast.
Isn't that what, like, people call each other on Twitter?
Yeah, but, like, a cuck is someone who is, like, who's been cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole fetish of, like, having someone fuck your spouse in front of you.
Yeah.
Mm.
That was just interesting that she was so forthright, because normally, like, I mean, back
well, last
in the day,
week,
she was, like,
yeah,
afraid
but last
to...
week she admitted she gave, like, 30 blowies and she got divorced. So, like...
What a long way she's come from walking off stage during the... first reunion for Alex's
nude
photos.
Yeah. Yet she still tried to shame Bethany with the nude movie appearance.
On a waterbed!
Maybe, was it the waterbed the problem?
Like, she, like, really marks on the waterbed.
Honestly, though, like, if you have sex in a waterbed, you deserve to be shamed for that for the rest of your life.
That's Bryn's friends were coming up during school. I cannot believe your mom was on a waterbed.
Like,
what's a waterbed? But, like, yeah, it's terrible.
I feel like at this point in the world, you have to, like, really try hard to find a waterbed. Like, I feel like they had their moment probably back when Bethany filmed this, but... Like, I don't think they still exist anymore.
Yeah, like, does Casper make a waterbed? Waterbeds, would you have to, like, empty them and refill them regularly?
It's, like, nauseating to think about.
I think they just, like, you just throw in some chlorine and wait for it to clear itself out.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, the blind date.
Unwell.
Wait, which? Who?
Well,
Tinsley.
She's just a drunk. I mean, like, there's not... I don't think it's that much more complicated that she's just, like, really drunk.
Well, like, bringing up the ex...
She's, like, what... She's a certain type of gal.
She accidentally said, I love you, to him.
Again, I say, who among us? Like, you've never said, I love you on a first date.
Dan is, like, the most careful, like, calculated person I've ever met. He would never.
Like, I feel like I have caught myself many times being like, but I like you. yeah.
No, I found that whole scene to be very hard to watch, actually. Between Carol, like, pushing her so hard to, like, make it work, and like, Tinsley just getting drunker and drunker.
Yeah.
And that guy, like... It was fine, but, like, it was the whole thing which made me feel grossed out.
Yeah, like, I thought he was fine up until, like, he made her take off the ring. Which, like, she shouldn't have had the ring on in the first place, but I was like, dude, you're being weird now.
Right.
And now you're sharing a couch, and everyone's sweaty, and...
Also, Adam was just, like, so passively sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Adam.
Well, he realizes it's how many good summers does Carol have left?
God, just two.
So this is counts as one of the two. The one we're currently in.
I think like the one we're living in 2017.
Okay, but like really, like, and now I do think that Adam and Tinsley are gonna end up together.
Yeah,
at their end game.
You thought there was a spark there?
I just feel like their end game. I feel like Carol's gonna be like you said, she's gonna be like, he needs to move on, and Tinsley's right there, and
she's gonna babysit the kids.
Oh,
she's gonna be a voyeur.
No, she's not gonna be in the room.
I hope not.
She'll be in the living room hanging.
Honestly,
out with
you could
Adam's
do worse than watching Adam and Tinsley have sex.
True.
I'm just saying.
No, I agree. Dan like doesn't find Adam attractive at all.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Insane.
We get a big preview for the vacation, which we don't know how many episodes it's going to be. Hopefully,
18.
Well, yeah. We get them packing first. And this was part of the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
First of all, Luann opens a drawer in her home, and it is her statement necklace drawer. And we were all, like, gabbing about that. And then all of a sudden you hear Luann go, I love my statement necklaces.
I was disappointed by how small the drawer was. I thought there would be more statement necklaces.
Why are you side-shaming her statement necklace drawer?
I would think it'd be more like on
yeah,
display.
Yeah, like hanging. Like
On display.
Yeah. Yes, each and every day.
I think she's probably still trying to figure out like her space in Tom's closet.
Yeah.
I felt very pandering to gay Twitter to me, by the way. To acknowledge her statement necklaces. Yeah.
She knows what she's doing.
Good for her.
She is a professional.
And Dorinda for getting bathing suits. Bikinis.
Dorinda.
So bad at packing.
And just, like, doesn't have a memory.
Yeah. Pray for Dorinda.
And then we get the preview. And it's pretty much what we saw, like...
It's all the same stuff.
Already in the trailer. There wasn't anything new, which was a little confusing. But I guess, like...
It was helpful to see it all together.
Together, yeah.
Because it seemed very long, which makes me think that it's at least two episodes.
Mm-hmm. Did they not say next week on House? It was coming up. Got it.
So coming up means 2 weeks, and then we would definitely have like a finale party. So we still have a good 3 episodes left.
We don't know how many episodes in the season.
Mm-mm.
Oh right, there was a whole thing about how they were going to shorten the season,
which
I don't think they're going to.
Yeah, because this.
This was 15 or 16?
This was 16. So when we have 17, 18, and then 19 for finale party.
And then 3 episodes of reunion, probably. Mm-hmm. They never do fewer than 3 for these old shows today.
Yeah. For New York, they've done 3
for years.
For years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we learned today the couch for the reunion because they filmed it today.
Mm.
So it's from left to right, it's Tinsley, Carol, Bethany,
Andrew,
then
Ramona,
Sonia, Doreen,
and Lou.
And Lou, all the way at the end.
What I think should have happened is Dorinda should be between Carol and Bethany.
Why?
Because she has more beef with like Sonia, unless something crazy happens during the trip.
Isn't Dorinda kind of cool with everyone though at this point?
Yeah, but the person that she fought with most is
with Sonia.
I just think she's gonna like have a really easy reunion.
She did.
I think she's been so like neutral this season.
In the vacation clip, she did like snap at Bethany. But I feel like she would get away with that because like Bethany just laughs at it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see.
Dorinda's a little sloppy in that clip. Just a little tiny.
I love it, and it's her original sloppy.
The maestro.
Yeah. The original sloppy blouse, the first time she was that sloppy, she was wearing that same shirt. Yeah.
Interesting.
To Heather.
Do you guys have anything else for New York?
No.
Okay.
No.
So we'll take a quick break and we will be back with Orange County.
Yes.
So we are back with OC. We kick it off with quinoa bowls. Well, actually, it started with, like, some Big Little Lies cinematography.
That was great.
Beautiful.
The editing this season is, like, next level. Even down, did you notice this when, speaking of quinoa bowls, when Shannon was making the quinoa bowls, as she chopped...
It went along
with the music.
Yes. That was artful.
I watched the... They air, like, a... preview.
Yeah,
like
the 10-minute preview.
Yeah, I watched that, like, over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched it when it was live, and then I watched it again, and that still impressed me.
Does anyone watch iZombie but me?
No.
That's the sound effect that when they're making food on iZombie, it's the same rhythm when they cook.
Oh.
Oh my god.
I wonder if they took a page from iZombie.
It was literally the same. It's the same, like, it was like a shot for shot remake, but like without the brains. That wasn't Shay. They cook brains on iZombie.
Hmm.
Oh, Shannon should have cooked brains
for
David.
Maybe he would have appreciated it. Yeah. I mean, God, he's the worst.
How did they go? It feels like every season they're like on a complete different plane with their relationship.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel like he's just so he's clearly like having a problem with her weight gain in a way that like he'll never admit on camera.
Mm-hmm.
But it just like, the way that they talk to each other and the way that he was like, at least it's healthy. Like, I just feel like there's something going on there that's, you know, not just Shannon's self-esteem suffering.
Yeah, that is
which is so gross. He's the worst.
Ugh.
I know I already said that, but I'll just keep saying it whenever appropriate.
One cold, cold home. But at least there's Archie the dog, who is adorable.
And the ladies of rock.
What?
The three daughters. They bring life to the home.
Also, quinoa's delicious. Like, oh, I don't know what
quinoa.
The problem is here.
I know. I would like...
That's an OC thing, though. If you went to LA, people would appreciate it.
Well, hers was too squishy, so it might be a Shannon problem.
Also, you have to rinse the quinoa before you cook it,
she
or else
know that.
It's soapy.
Okay, but they... Can we talk about how she blames her weight gain on Vicky?
Yeah.
I have some problems with this.
I think she's, like, changing her tune now, like... after the fact. Like, I think she's giving some interviews saying, like, there's different reasons, but...
She posted that really long Instagram post.
So why don't you like it, her blaming Vicky for this?
I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's weird because I did think it was okay for Vicky to blame Slade for her plastic surgery, because, like, that was valid. But for... I don't know. It just feels like weight gain is something that, like, everyone deals with, and it just seems, like, really easy to say that it's Vicky's fault.
Right.
But, like, Vicky's done so many horrible things that you could, like, you know... It just seems weird to be, like, after, like, last season was, like, a bridge too far, and suddenly she's, like, you know, can't cope anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think it's, like, Vicky in general. If anything, it's, like, the fact that Vicky brought up the abuse stuff.
Sure. I still don't really buy it.
Yeah. So then we do get, we transition from Shannon to Vicky.
Kodo
through the years. I love, like, the flashback of, like, Lori in the home, like, acting all confused.
I'm excited for their new offices.
Are you?
Michael can really rule the roost.
I really liked Kelly making a reference to Donald Trump via The Apprentice as though he's not the president.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I thought it was so weird. I was like, you know, he's like not just a reality star anymore.
When do you think this was filmed?
It's hard to tell.
Oh, it's
like
before the election, huh?
Well, no, it still would have been weird because it wouldn't have been like way far before the election.
Right.
It would have been like on the heels of it.
Yeah.
I would say like at the latest this fall.
Are they going to do a scene, like, mirroring New York where they're all celebrating?
Yeah, I feel like they're just going to not really acknowledge it.
They won't acknowledge it.
I think New York is the only one that they, like, really can.
No, Atlanta, they will.
Oh, yeah. Too.
Maybe that's it.
Oh, yeah. Maxine Waters will probably show up on Atlanta.
Ugh. What a dream.
But I feel like it was, like, Phaedra who had all the connections.
True, but maybe she passed them to Portia.
Oh, God. she gave Portia her Rolodex.
It's interesting, though. I feel like the viewership of this... Like, I always assume viewership is, like, liberal-minded people, but it's not really, right? Like, it's pretty mixed.
Right, so Andy kept on doing those polls for Watch What Happens Live,
right.
Like, that were Hillary or Donald, and Trump always won.
Yeah, but I don't trust that stuff because, like, you don't know who's actually, like, people, you know, who's actually voting and who feels like they have to vote. And, like, if I were watching, because, like, let's say you were, you know, I'm not politically identifying myself here because I don't do that publicly.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you were, like, a Hillary supporter watching that show, you wouldn't think you have to call in and vote for Hillary. Whereas if you're a Trump supporter watching this, like, liberal, like, this gay dude talk about, like, politics, you might feel more compelled to vote in that. And so that would sway
yeah.
the results.
I don't know. We, that...
I do think it's...
Richard's MAGA fan account that I came across.
No, I do think it's more mixed than I would expect.
Yeah.
But I also feel like, because it's Bravo, they wouldn't want to show... Like, they're sticking to one side. Like, they wouldn't want to show people who were real excited about Trump being elected.
Right.
Yeah.
God, I hope Vicky has a party.
Well, then, like, Kelly and Vicky, like, sit down in the conference room, and they just start dragging the other women, and,
mm-hmm.
and like, Vicky's identifying herself as the popular girls. and
called Brooks a bad boy, which is hilarious.
Oh my god, bad boy. And then, like, they were talking about the bodybuilding competition and saying how boring it was, like, watching paint dry. Who cares? Go to work.
I mean, you were basically saying that last week about, like, Tamara's, between that and her into Jesus.
So maybe I'm team
Well, I mean, Tamara, like, it needs a new storyline, right? Like, we haven't figured out what that is yet.
No.
I guess, maybe now that her daughter's 18, she can, like, talk about her. And that's
yeah, but she
needs
she always has something that's like very specific. It's either it was like I want a baby, then it was like I am a bodybuilder. Well, before that it was I am a Christian. Like it's always something very specific that she does through the whole season.
I think it's gonna be using her faith to get back with her daughter because we know now that she is back with her daughter.
Like she went to like her graduation or something.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Let's see.
She also has like Eddie being gay to deal with.
Oh yeah, that's the other plot point. Which she's going to Lydia's Bible study to deal with all her issues. And that's how we get reintroduced to Lydia.
Oh, yeah. As I'm going to my friend's house, and then it's Lydia.
Yeah. No, her friend who's, like, on the same page with her.
Her close friend who's clearly been watching the show for the past few years. Has to pretend that she hasn't been. It's my favorite.
Oh, I love when they, like, refuse to acknowledge that the show is a thing that's on television.
Right, but they also, like, there's a whole thing of, like, you know, every time they introduce, like, a friend of the Housewives, like, they've been on the show for, like, if, like, Gina comes back, it'll be, like, Vicky's friend Gina.
Yeah.
Which is, like...
I like what they used to do, and this was, like, back when the cyst and deceased fight happened. Every one of the women who was at the party who wasn't a main housewife was listed as OC housewife, which I liked.
Right.
I thought that was better. Yeah. Like Quinn Fry, it said OC housewife.
Yeah, that's respectful.
Yes.
We check in with Megan and her dog, Girly Girl.
Of course she has a dog named Girly Girl.
It's like baby.
Didn't Megan also leave the OC? Like, didn't she move? Like, what happened with that? Remember she was, like, going to leave the show and she moved?
Yeah. She was, in St. Louis, I think, around the time of the birth. And then got sucked back in.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Megan for whatever reason. But...
What's your readout of Jim?
Oh, I mean, I don't like him.
Yeah.
He's starting to grow on me. Watching him as a father...
Are you serious?
Watching him as a father.
She's really beautiful. A father and daughter.
Except Megan said to her fucking baby daughter, beauty is pain.
Oh, yeah.
Pain she's just being fun.
We have a Megan defender in our midst.
Because, like, people forget that she was the one who exposed Brooks. Like, people don't give her credit for fact that she, like, made that happen.
That was a master of first season on her part.
And people, like, totally, like, I feel like she was, like, as soon as that happened, people were like, Megan, for, like, kind of didn't deal with the fact that she was, you know, an instant icon. But that's fine.
Yeah.
I think because she didn't have a strong second season for herself.
Yeah, but I feel like even, I mean, like, and this is picking up on things that I, like, read online because I wasn't watching at the time, mm-hmm. but it seemed like people were already sort of over her.
She had a slow build her first season because, like, the intro wasn't that interesting, but when she went on her little hunt.
Sure.
But I don't like her. I don't like her putting the little headband on Baby Aspen. I'm like anti those baby headband things.
That's, yeah, I mean the baby seemed really uncomfortable. Which thank God he pointed out that like the baby was in like clothes that were not comfortable. They were just cute.
Yeah. It's very Giudice.
Yeah, very Giudice. Yeah. Except like not.
Are we saying Giudice now? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Is this like your last name? How it can just like defending Giudice Giudice?
It just floats around.
Got it.
Calabrizzi.
Okay, so then. We meet Steve again, the retired detective that Vicky's dating, and he calls her Victoria.
Yeah, and Brianna's a fan, and they ate weird salads together.
I, like, will never not be depressed by how quickly Vicky picks up serious, like, relationships. As someone who cannot seem to find anyone, I just feel like it's... She, like... Because she broke up when she and Don got... divorced, she had Brooks, like,
waiting in the
a
wings.
Minute later. Yeah. I mean, I know that was starting before they were really broken up, but then, like, how long was she single from Brooks? Like, I guess last season?
I think when you lower your standards enough.
Well, at least the Steve guy seems nice.
But there's already a report about, like, domestic violence, wasn't there?
Really?
I might create, there's some violence, I'll look it up.
I'm dropping hints.
Oh my God.
I don't, that I listen. Startled.
I'm shook.
I'm gonna find this, and not make libelous claims about people.
Well, while you look up that, the worst part of this episode Kelly died doing a vaginal rejuvenation plot point for the thousandth time on a Housewives franchise.
At least go to Sydney Barshop's place.
She should have flown to New York.
We did one just last season in Atlanta, didn't we?
Yep. And then, like, right before New York, many seasons after Barshop.
Okay, so this was not domestic. Vicky's new man hit with restraining order after punching a, quote, punching assault and, quote, gun claims.
Like, current or, like, in the past?
It was in 2012.
Before he was in the spotlight. So someone's digging up...
Someone's digging up dirt and giving it
to
Radar.
Are you not a Blind Steve fan?
No, I'm not a Blind Steve fan.
I mean, I'm sure he's better than Brooks, but, like...
Yeah.
But she... Kelly said something weird during when she was talking about her vaginal rejuvenation. Mm-hmm. Like, she tried to make a joke about lesbians.
Oh, she did make a joke about lesbians. Wait, when she said, what do you call two lesbians?
In a closet, and then she was like, a liquor cabinet.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible.
Her mom liked it. God, I'm now just getting it.
Wait,
you didn't get the punchline?
You just thought it was like a failed joke that had no punchline.
Oh my god. Me saying it back to myself, I just understood.
Oh my god.
Brendan.
It's highbrow humor.
Lydia.
Her mom still smokes pot. Her husband's still sort of hot.
He's incredibly hot.
There's something off there.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. 100%.
With Doug McLaughlin? I'm a big Doug McLaughlin fan.
I love
her mom too.
I love all of their Twitter accounts are like OC Lydia, OC Doug, OC Lydia's mom or whatever.
They're just leaning into the brand.
I mean, are you guys not Lydia fans? Because I'm so happy she's back.
Oh no, we are. Definitely.
I feel like she was also really underrated. Because she was like weird and fun, and then she like called Slade into shit. Like she was like, you know, she knew how to like be part of the drama, but also like rise above it with her fairy dust.
I mean, she's like one of the rare young successful housewives, like successful at the show. Like usually they bring on a young one,
right? And they don't. Yeah, I will say that I didn't love how she had to kind of like, because she's been off for a few years, had to like come back and like, you know, hear all this drama and then kind of like be part, like, you know, join in and like try to get them back together, and it's a little contrived at this point.
Yeah. Like, Vicky seems so far away from Tamara and Shannon right now that I, like, wonder how this is all gonna
work. We also, like, we just did this last season.
Yeah.
And it's just not gonna work. I mean, I kind of admire the fact that Shannon's still on the show but refuses to, like, actually be friends with Vicky, which is, like, you know, how many housewives stick to that? Like, I'll never talk to you again.
Yeah. That's usually, like, a recipe for getting kicked off the show, a la Bethany, Jill Zarin.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bethany and Ramona are, like, what, fine now? After Bethany was like, I'll never talk to you again.
Yeah, because they're professionals. They know.
Right, because you can't. You're like coworkers. Like, yeah. You can't. So it's crazy that Shannon is actually like stubbornly being like, Vicky's the worst and I will never be your friend.
Yeah, I think she's like not even saying her name in interviews right now.
Right.
Oh, which is crazy. It's like how the women of The View don't say Donald Trump.
Oh, is that still a thing?
They say like, you know who in like 45.
Oh, God.
That's the resistance. They're doing it. Good for them.
The only other thing is Peggy was in the title card, but not in this episode, which...
The new one.
Yeah.
The new Peggy,
which I feel like in prior instances when they're not in the first episode, like...
They're not in the title. Yeah. They don't have a
intro
tagline.
Or...
Like Catherine Edwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like... Exactly. I was... Just, yeah. I mean, that's usually how they do it. People come on like a little bit later. And it seems like a contractual thing.
Yeah. But she's in the next episode, so...
And whose friend is she?
Lydia? Yeah, because there's something in the preview like, oh, I think you guys would really like my friend Peggy.
Oh. I don't see, like, the two of that. I would have thought she would have been Kelly Dodd's friend for some reason.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like Kelly has alienated all her friends, so I don't think Kelly has a lot of friends right now.
She's just a ship lost at sea. Okay, so let's take a quick break before we get into Lewis's journey through the many years of OC. All right, so now that we've talked about the latest episode of OC, it's time to jump back to 2006.
Yes. So I think my first question is why?
Yeah, why did you do
why
this?
Why did I do this? Because that's how I got into, like, every Housewives show. The only one that I watched when it started was Beverly Hills. Like, I'd never watched them.
Oh.
And so I went back and watched New York and Jersey. Those were the two, right, that I watched? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, Atlanta and OC were my blind spots.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just deciding between them last summer, and I just picked OC.
Yeah.
Which was dumb because it's so many seasons. But also, it was a great, it's a great summer show. And so is Atlanta, now that I'm doing that. Like, they're just really good shows to binge watch.
So your first one was Beverly Hills.
That was, yeah, and then I watched that, like, as it was airing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, because that was also because, like, I was, like, sort of anti-Housewives, but I am from Beverly Hills, and I was like, I should watch this.
Mm-hmm.
That was my old reasoning.
So, given that you've seen, like, OC in full, New York in full, and Beverly Hills in full, like, which of those three, like, does it best as far as consistency, in your opinion?
I think New York's the most consistent.
Even those, like, dark years?
I don't know. I mean, like, I haven't rewatched all of it in a while. It's hard to say. And now that I'm watching Atlanta, like, that's also really consistent. I get the most joy out of watching, like, in terms of things that are airing right now, like, OC and New York.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the women on those shows, like, I like watching them even if the storylines are boring.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, shows like Jersey and Beverly Hills, like, I can barely get through.
Jersey especially, man.
I mean, Jersey's real bad, but even Beverly Hills, like, was a slog for much of the season.
Yeah.
And, like, if Erica weren't on it, Erica Girardi. There are no other Ericas. I was like, because I was thinking of Erica Jane, and I was like, that's the same person.
Yeah.
Listen, it's been a really long day.
Two sides of the same coin.
Well, listen, if Erica Jane or Girardi weren't on the show, it would not be nearly as watchable. Yeah, but I feel like OC is always easy to watch.
Yeah.
Even when it's, like, incredibly depressing.
Yeah.
It's so dark.
Would you recommend to someone who, like, wants to get into OC to jump in from the beginning? Or,
no,
like, is
never,
there... What
never.
Season
you
would
have
you
to,
say?
Like... probably when Gretchen shows up. I feel like you can't, like... Unless you care about Housewives and, like, Housewives history. Like,
mm-hmm.
The first few seasons are really boring. Like, I enjoyed them, but
yeah.
I also feel like there's no drama, and if you think of the show as, like, table flipping and, like, wine throwing, you're not going to get any of that for a long time.
Yeah.
You're someone who watches shows sort of similarly to how we watch them. Like, we want to know sort of everything, but, like, casual viewers of these shows, which is probably why New York doesn't do as well as, like, other franchises, they don't care as much of, like, some of the, like, crazy, weird stuff that we care about. Like, people can't sit and watch, like, these women who are really interesting.
Right.
Just, like, be sort of normal. They need the, like, knockdown, drag-out fights.
Yeah. I mean, like, New York this season doesn't have an overarching, like, plot that they're all fighting over. It's, like, small, funny things.
Right. Which I love.
Yeah.
But you have to care about the women and, like, want to see them do occasionally mundane shit.
Yeah.
Right.
And not everyone's here for that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I loved watching OC from the beginning because I was really interested in how the show has changed and how, like, it started off as being this, like a family docuseries. Like, it's really about them and their kids,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
There's just, like, zero conflict. And season one reunion, which is in Vicky's backyard, which is, like, crazy. It's, like, it's such a bizarro reunion. Andy's not there. And they bring up that, like, Lori dated Slade after he and Joe broke up, and then he and Joe got back together between when they filmed and the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, are you upset about this? And she's like, not really. Like, it's just crazy. It's like, you know, that would be the source of, like, an entire season's worth of, like, that's a fight, you know, for drawn out over 20 episodes. But back then it was much more like normal human behavior of, like, yeah, this probably bothers her, but she's not going to, like, make a scene about it.
Right. Exactly.
It's like, it's kind of interesting to look back on, like, when the different franchises were airing, like, lining it all up, because, like, everything kind of changes together. Like,
right.
They realize, like, it's time, they all have to go on vacations, and, like, we have to get these women together in the same room more. And
mm-hmm. Right.
Because, like, the first season of New York was kind of their families as well.
Right. It was only, I mean, it's like the table flip is the moment of, like, when everything changed.
Yeah. The big conflict.
Right, and Scary Island was a year exactly after the table flip.
But that was season three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Season two still has more of, like, Kelly and Bethany fighting.
Right, yeah. But
so, I mean, they I feel like they did kind of realize they had to bring in more, like a wilder personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the same way that, like, Jersey had Danielle right away. Which is, like, they lucked out on, like, a volatile human.
She's gonna be back.
She's back. I feel like it's going to be a new Danielle.
It's going to be so boring. She's not going to, like, do any of this shit we want to see her do. She's not. I mean, how could she? Was she going to bring another guy with a gun to, like, an event? Like, that's just, she's not going to do that.
She's happily engaged now, so.
20th time?
This is the 20th time's a charm.
Let's talk about OC and, like, the dark moments, because there were, like, a few years there.
There were a lot of, I mean, like, yeah, I feel like it's been pretty bleak for a while, though. I mean,
but, like,
even in the early years, it was bleak.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, season one, like, Lori's family stuff is so depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it was never, I mean, her son was, like, he's still very troubled.
Didn't he just get in trouble?
Yeah.
Like, for murder. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know exactly what, yeah, something drug-related also, but, yeah, I mean, that's never, it was never, like, a lighthearted, in that sense.
Yeah.
There's always, like, some element of darkness to it. So, like, it's not like Joe and Slade had, like, you know, serious issues that, like, whatever. But then you had, like, Lori dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Gretchen comes on, her fiancé is dying.
Did you go to Bass Lake?
Have you ever been to Bass Lake as a Californian resident?
No. Mm. But I want to go just for that.
Yeah.
What an iconic moment.
Lynn Curtin, everything that
happened
with her.
Right. And yeah, and also the show was happening, like, as the, you know, the housing crisis, the financial crisis was happening, and,
right.
and you know, you saw that play out on air. Like, it started off as, like, sort of aspirational, like, rich people porn, and then it was, like, real life.
Well, because, like, OC was, like, where they all had fake money.
Well, and, like, I think the other place you see it was Jersey.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean, real stuff happens, and, you know, also, like, they had to kind of adapt these shows because people lost interest, I think, in seeing how the other half lives when they were struggling more.
Right.
Like, you want to see people who are actually going through it.
Yeah.
But I've been interested watching Atlanta also, like, that, you know, Cynthia's first season when she's, like, trying to get married and, like, can't afford her wedding because the restaurant's failing. I was like, that's something you don't see that on Housewives a lot. You don't see someone being like, I cannot afford to have a wedding.
Yeah. Her family's actively working against her getting married.
Well, that too. God, the families on Atlanta are just, like, real vicious.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
I'm having some problems with Candy's mom right now, but I'm trying to work through it.
Oh, Mama Joyce.
That goes on for seasons and seasons.
Currently.
I don't think I care for her much. But.
Later, you'll appreciate her. Later, they start to give her own confessionals. And
she just becomes such, like, a little, like, it becomes, like, a little, like, less angry and more, like, just
a character.
Well, I just watched the episode where she, like, got in a fight with Candy's friend at the dress fitting.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Where
yeah.
she was, like, which was insane.
Didn't someone throw a shoe that fight?
She took her shoe off.
The old lady.
But it was unclear if she was going to throw it or was going to, like, use, like, was going to, like, be wanted to be more spry to, like, jump in.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, not the point. Getting distracted.
So, like, from all the early OC women, are you interested in any of them still? Would you like to, like, catch up with any of them?
I really like Jo a lot.
Oh, interesting.
I just like her. Maybe just because she's, like, really pretty and seems nice. I'm easy.
They did try to do that show, like, Date My Ex.
Right.
That flopped.
I also feel like Slade's an original housewife, and I do feel like Slade should come back with Gretchen. I think they're a package deal.
Are they ever going to get married? Or
no,
are they
can't get married.
Why?
Because he is, like, in debt forever,
yeah.
And you can't you take on someone's debt when you marry them. That was why they couldn't get married to begin with.
Yeah.
Oof.
That's not going to change, I don't think. I mean, like, I also wonder what Lori's doing, but her return was so, like, she was such a different person when she came back that I don't know what that would be like.
Right.
She had such an agenda that season, which was an amazing season, but
amazing agenda.
Yeah.
Right, it was incredible. It was just, like, the whole thing was so silly, because, like, once you found out what that was actually about, the threesome thing, it was, like, so, it was so clearly, like, you know, whatever, and, like, Vicky is so weird about sex that it just never really made that much sense.
Mm-hmm. What about, like, Tammy Knickerbocker?
Pass.
Although
or Quinn.
What?
Quinn Fry.
Oh, that breaks like, full way.
My favorite thing about Quinn, though, is that she's in the background of the wine throw, just, like, standing there, and you're like, who is that old woman?
in a crunchy wig.
I love that. When was the last time we saw Tammy Knickerbocker? Because I feel like she
was
pops
at the,
up
wasn't she at the baptism?
She
was at Lynn. Late. No, Lynn came back to sell her cuffs or whatever.
Lynn came back to the...
I have it queued up. So Tammy came back season 10.
She was at the baptism, right?
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think she was at the baptism in the background.
Yeah.
And Tammy's daughter, was Tammy the one with the daughters, or was Lynn's daughters? They both had, like, problematic daughters,
they both
right?
had... Tammy had the daughters that...
Energy drink daughters.
Were in the energy drink.
Oh, Christ.
Which
okay.
is the crazy... It's, like, the one... Maybe the only scene in Housewives history where, like, there's not really a housewife involved at all.
Oh, you mean the fight?
Yeah, when they're, like, fighting over the energy drink.
Yeah, when they those girls were fighting over...
What were they called? Like, the OC Angels?
Yes. Yes. Very good. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I can't... The people on that show have stuck around for a long time.
Yeah. Ugh. Lynn's daughters.
Lynn's daughters were the ones that one of them was, like went into porn, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
They were both were, like, pin-up-y people. Also, all of the... A lot of the OC kids are very into, like, raves and shit.
Monetary OC. It was very MySpace.
And, like, Michael still goes to, like... EDM festival.
Mike Wolfsmith, my husband.
Yes.
His arms are so nice. I'm sorry, but Mickey's kids are the best thing that have been produced by that show.
I have thoughts about Brianna. Because, obviously on the surface, I'm like, she's great. Like, she's so level-headed, yada, yada, yada. But then, other times I'm like, she sits at the reunion every year and like...
Defends Vicky?
Either well, like, talks a lot of shit about Vicky or defends her. It just seems like such a weird, toxic... thing.
No, they definitely have a bad relationship, but I think that also, like, I think given that she was raised by Vicky, like, she turned out pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she married her, like, her boyfriend with a rage problem in, like, 5 minutes, but...
Oh, yeah.
Like...
Not a fan.
I mean, I still got emotional when Ryan came back last season, but I admit that he has a serious PTSD problem.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, not that I'm a doctor, but he freaked out on Lydia's mom, which, like, who does that?
I was just watching that episode the other day.
It's really unsettling. It's, like, so out of nowhere. And it's, like...
It's, like, the way the uncle reacts and all that, you're like, oh, this has happened before. Oh,
no, for sure. But, yeah, no, and, I mean, and Brianna trying to, like, downplay it.
Yeah.
So, we learned before we started recording today that you're a Peggy Tanous fan. I'm probably not even pronouncing that right.
Tanous?
Tanous?
Tanous. Why is that?
I don't know. I liked Peggy. She, because she had dated Jim Bellino.
Oh yeah, that was.
And
a
they
fun
had that
fact.
Whole and that because she was supposed to be like an ally to Alexis, and then they became like enemies. I don't know. I liked her. I don't have like. I'm not. My thoughts on this are not super deep. I just thought that she was like kind of underrated as like a one season wonder. Although she was back as a friend of the season after.
She like had this bizarre, you thought she was going to be a part of the show, but then she had this like bizarre thing where she came to the first party and then like left and was never heard from again.
Oh, when in, you mean in the next season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I always wonder with stuff like that, if like, it's just a matter of like, maybe they film more and they edit them out. Like we don't really know how much she was really there for, but
yeah. One thing about her is that she became like fast friends with Taylor Armstrong right around the time that Taylor's husband died, and she went to the funeral, and, like, I remember her consoling Taylor.
Well, Peggy had some, like, real dark shit, too. Like, she was suicidal when she was going through postpartum depression, and she talked about that a lot. Mm-hmm. They all have very... There's all very dark, dark stuff in that world.
So, in a little bit more of the modern era, Heather Dubrow, how did you feel about her joining the cast?
I was a really, really big Heather fan, until last season.
Why?
Like, when I caught up on the show, I was really into her. I don't know. I just thought she was, like... I thought she was a good voice of reason. And she was obnoxious in a way that I find interesting. Like, I thought she was, like, really... Like, she's the kind of person that, like growing up in, like, you know, Southern California, like, you know those women, and, like, they're sort of awful, but you kind of like them anyway because they're, like, really glamorous and they say, like, funny shit and they're, like, not openly racist. And so, like, I felt like she sort of fit into that category where she was, like... She seemed, like, fun.
Also, but didn't she seem a little out of place, though?
Well, not... I felt like she made it work until she suddenly got too good for the show and then was really bad at it.
Mm.
It, like, once... I feel like once Terry started to become famous in his own right, like, really big with, like, Botched and everything, that's when stuff started to take...
Well, also, I liked the underlying, like, tension there, or the fact that he forged her signature for the show. which is crazy. Which is crazy. Like, that's ridiculous. Yeah, I don't know. I thought she, like, I liked her talking heads. I thought she was, like, a good addition to the cast for a while. But I'm glad that she left.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I could, like, I wouldn't mind her coming back in, like, a couple years.
if she's willing to, like, you know, get down in the dirt, but...
Yeah, I don't want her, like, Bethany style coming back, which I don't think she ever could.
I think Bethany's tried... I think Bethany can't help herself, though, and she also has a lot of issues that keep coming to the surface.
Yeah.
I'm more, like, talking about, like, if she came back for, like, a Lisa Vanderpump role of, like, nothing.
Right.
Of just, like, standing around, you know, occasionally making a witty comment, but mostly just being, like, I'm above it all. Like, you have to be willing to, like... You can't not participate, like...
That's very true. Unless you're Carol Redswell.
Yeah. Right, but I think that also, I think that is wearing thin for a lot of people and will keep wearing thin. Like, she's not doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Going back to Michael a little bit, let's talk about, because you tweeted multiple times about his friend Reese.
Oh my god, I love Reese.
Where is Reese now?
Also, why did Reese's name spelling change?
I don't know.
It was R-E-E-S, which is a weird spelling of Reese, and they added the E back on.
Could it have been a typo?
It was several times as R-E-E-S. Oh, yeah. Granted, the production values back then were not so high, so it's possible that someone was just like, I don't know how to spell Reese, and they just made it up.
Have you tried to find him, like, in 2016, 2017?
I have not tried to find him. I'm sure he's still hot, though. I think I did, like, a little Googling, but, like...
I mean, he could have peaked back in his...
He's still hot. I mean...
So, but, like, okay, so... Marry, fuck, kill, Reese... Michael or Shane Keough.
That's a terrible thing. Oh God. I feel like I would have to kill Reese because I don't know enough about him to appreciate what
he's...
Yeah, and then you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Right. You would fuck Shane and marry Michael.
No, I think I would... Well... It's hard because, like, I think, I don't know, Shane, if you look at his, like, Twitter now, is, like, kind of gotten granola and weird.
Oh.
Yeah.
In a way that I feel like he probably is a little bit less OC now than, whereas, like, Mike seems exactly like every guy I had a crush on, like, in Orange County.
Right.
For a long time, and I don't really, you know.
Yeah, and when we checked in on, Shane in that, like, 100 episode special, he seemed, like, to have a level head.
He also seemed super hot.
Yeah.
But he's never not been hot.
They've all aged very well. All the
Keoghs. Keogh jeans.
When does it start to go downhill? Maybe it never will.
I don't think it... I mean, I don't know what you're implying.
I'm not implying anything.
Feels like you are.
No. Yeah, but what else? Any thoughts on Shane Keogh, Dan?
I was never a fan. The way that family fought made me anxious.
That's totally fair.
It was very, like, aggressive.
Yeah, it was like the Manzos on speed.
Yeah, like Manzos, but physical, not involving meat.
Yeah.
They're like a harmless version. It's cute.
Exactly.
With like less emotional abuse between siblings.
So, Shannon Bedore. Lover or hater?
Let's go through all... Yeah, let's go through all the
Shannon,
cards.
She's like... I don't know. I was really into her at first and less so now.
Mm-hmm. So we're not seeing the truth now.
Well, I just feel like she's, like, she makes me nervous, actually. She makes, cause she, like, always, remember she started and she was, like, always on the verge of tears? I think I tweeted something like that, where I felt like she was always going to cry about something.
Yeah.
And it was, like, not fun. I just felt like she's too fragile, and, like, her storylines are always so depressing.
Yeah.
Like, when she had to, like, tell her kids about, or made her husband tell her kids about, you know, his infidelity, it was just, like, was so gross and depressing.
Mm-hmm.
She always brings, like, moments, though, that, like, I appreciate.
Yeah, but also she gets in fights over nothing, and that always annoys me. Like, her fight with Megan over charity was such nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, her, you know, whatever is going to go on next episode with her and Lydia just seems like a lot of nothing also, where I'm like, you need to calm down.
I think I'm just a Shannon apologist.
Same.
That's fine. I mean, like, I get it. I just feel like she needs to, like, chill.
And she had, like, a beautiful episode of Watch What Happens Live with Dorinda once, which, like...
Sure, that'll do it.
But Dorinda,
exactly.
Kelly Dodd.
And we know how I feel about Kelly Dodd. I'm not a fan of Kelly Dodd.
Yeah. I was saying this before we started recording. Yeah. There is this new thing. It's probably not new, but, like, the Kelly Dodd fans, I feel like, went into hiding last year after all of the horrible stuff she did on and off of camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they're out and about, loud and proud.
Yeah. It really, I mean, yeah, it just, I don't know why, like, I feel like Andy should have called her on that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was irresponsible for that to happen and for him to never acknowledge it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Like, she would have had a shitty, like, nonsense answer as to why she was openly racist, but, like, you can't say that and not be held accountable. And, mm-hmm. like, if they were going to hire her again, they probably just didn't even want to deal with it, but, like, they had a responsibility to, like, point out that she said this stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I thought they were just going to, like, let her go based off of that and not even, like, anything to do with what happened this
season. And I think
season.
They would have had, like, I'm sure Vicky insisted on having her back.
Yeah. And, like, the election went the way it did.
You're a freak. So Megan King Edmonds, you're...
I like Megan.
Enjoying her.
Yes. She makes great faces, too.
Hmm. Never really noticed.
Yeah, never.
She has good reaction faces.
Beautiful.
The face, the face she made when she waved at nothing.
Oh yeah,
was really special.
She's oh yes, good. I did. That was one of my highlights from your breakdown of the.
It was so sad. It was so sad.
Is her stepkid gonna reemerge?
I feel like no.
Mm.
I think now it's just like
God. That was dark too. Everything's so sad.
Yeah, it was dark. That was actually really dark. It was like this. The stepkid was, like, being disrespectful to, like, her dying mom.
Yeah. And then, like, Megan was just inserting herself in there when she should have just left it alone, I think.
Ugh. Yeah, OC's so dark.
It really is.
I always think of Beverly Hills as, like, the dark one. Because their dark moments have
been,
like...
Was the darkest.
Well, they had the darkest moment on any Housewives franchise.
Yeah, but...
But since then, it hasn't really been that dark.
Right, I mean Kim, everything Kim.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I guess like the last big thing really is Vicky and Tamra.
I think Vicky is like one of the greatest things that's ever happened on television. I just find her like her arc to be so interesting.
You and her agree on that one.
No, I think she's like I find her to be so fascinating. I think that she's like she is such a broken person and she's found a venue to like channel all of her worst impulses. And I love watching that. I don't think that, like, it's... I think she's, like, a nightmare, and I would never want to hang out with her. But I'm, like, I find her captivating for all her mistakes and, like, terrible behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she's the biggest nightmare of all of the Housewives across?
I don't know. That's tough. I don't know.
It must be her and Ramona, right? That are up there?
I mean, like, I find Vicky less grating because she's just, like... I think Ramona knows better or should know better.
Right.
Although she's also crazy. I just feel like Vicky is, like, so beyond. And so into her own, like, thinks it's her show. And, like, really has no reason not to. She's been on forever. And will never not be on the show. But I mean, I prefer Vicky to Tamra. Because I feel like Tamra is so... I feel like Tamra's shtick is so... Like, especially if you watch it all together. Like, it's so performative. And it's so, like, it's so artificial. And it always has been that, like... The only moments of Tamra that I really loved are, like, the back of the limo divorce. Because, like... because that was, like, a real... Like, I mean, I think it was sort of planned also. But, like, that was, like, a real moment. And, like, everything with Eddie since then has been so... fake.
Mm.
Like, do you think she actually cares about Jesus or bodybuilding or having a baby? Like, I don't believe any of that stuff.
True.
And Ryan, her son, is very depressing also.
Oh, God. Ryan.
Is he still with,
No, they
Instagram mom?
Well, they weren't together after... During last season, they weren't together.
But they're both getting a paycheck.
Well, like, and they have a baby together.
But, like, I think she's, like, staying involved in all this because, like, she gets paid to be on the show.
That was, like, a Radar Online piece that we read.
No, but, like, actually...
it's probably
like,
true. I mean, like...
But looking back on it, like, she just kept popping up in scenes, like, where she would have never...
True, she
been
was
there.
She
was
on
the gas station when Brianna was having like
that was wild.
That was really crazy.
She rides around in the production van and they throw her out there whenever they need her.
That was awful when Brianna was like dying on camera.
So final thoughts on OC.
Final thoughts on OC?
Yes.
Is
it if someone's like into Beverly Hills and New York? Which I feel like those are the two that, or and like Atlanta, those are like the three people are into.
I feel like
miss
yeah.
OC.
I mean, I feel like OC is like a pure distillation of like what Housewives is in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think it's just like, and it's, I don't know, it's very real. It like with like very fake people in very real situations.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I like that tagline for the show.
Did you go to Bass Lake?
So I think it's time for the One True Queen and the Freak of the Week.
Yeah.
So, you probably have heard this name over the course of the past week. The Freak of the Week is Rob Goldstone, who is the one who orchestrated the Donald Trump Jr. Russian attorney meeting. But not only does he have that credit to his name, but he...
It's a more important credit.
More important to come through Queen. he was co-executive producer with Alex McCord to the hit song I Am Real by Simon Van Campen. Which, if those are the two big things in your life, I guess that makes you the freak of the weekend and also the freak of life as well.
I don't know that song.
You don't know I Am Real?
Is that like the worst Housewives single, would you say?
Yeah.
One of the worst.
We'll play out this episode with the song.
But Rob Goldson's going to sue us for not paying him.
He's got other concerns right now.
Also, just there's all those photos of him with, like, young...
He has the scariest social media presence.
The comment on one of them, that he was, like, giving off Lou Pearlman vibes.
Yeah.
Yes.
By his own admission. That was, like, great. Solid.
So, Brennan, who's the one true queen?
Well, it has to go to eBay.
eBay, you queen.
They posted on their official YouTube channel this unwell ad that uses a clip from the Real Housewives of New York reunion of Bethany and Dorinda. And are we going to play audio of it or no?
No, because it won't make any sense. But I'll link to it in the show description.
I mean, I have a lot of questions about how this came to be. Like, did they approach Bravo about this, like, really specific clip that, like, I would never remember.
Yeah. And, like, for some reason, Dorinda is getting dubbed over by another voice saying, wow. But then Bethany's response is, like, her actual response from the reunion. It's just, it's so hard to, it's like, you can't even describe it, but it's psychotic, and you need to see this beautiful eBay ad. Now, I guess I need to go use eBay. I'm sold.
Oh, God. Okay, well, that's it.
For this week.
Thank you, Lewis. Where can we find you on the internet?
Just on Twitter.com, @LewisPeitzman.
Cool. You can find Dan at IDKIDK.
You can find Brendan at Not Brendan. He doesn't have Brendan Davis. Even though he's been fighting with that account for years.
Here's what you can do to help me. Whoever is listening to this, @ Brendan Davis, B-R-E-N-D-A... Wait, B-R-E-N-D-A-N-D-A-V-I-S.
Do you know how to spell your name?
D-A-V-I-S. And please ask him to give me the account. Please.
But
it's been years.
You could also, while you're out there doing things, you could subscribe on iTunes or Google Play and leave a review there. It'll help other freaks like you find us.
And if you have any interesting tidbits, maybe a housewife that you ran into or an interesting and short story to tell, call us at 717-47-FREAK. That's 717-47-FREAK.
So, like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us. Please retweet.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, queen.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more. Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.